Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 67th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 49 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 49. We ended last week with the blessings of Judah. Remember, Jacob is on his, literally on his deathbed. His sons have gathered around him, and of course he started with Reuben in this chapter. He'd already blessed Ephraim and Manasseh earlier. And then Jacob began blessing the other sons. And in my mind, I kind of see the picture of him laying in bed, and Reuben is next to him since he's the oldest. And then it's kind of going down the line as he goes, you know, each son. And then he blesses Judah, and we looked at that last week. We closed with our lesson last week with the blessing of Judah. And then verse number 13, let's read verses 13 and 15 of chapter 49. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. And Issachar is a strong ass crouching down between two burdens. And he saw the rest was good in the land, that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Now, Jacob is blessing his boys, remember, and some of them, there's more prophecies, even though we call them blessings, and the Bible calls them blessings, but it's actually kind of prophecy about their son and the generations to follow those boys. And we looked at that last week, that as we see the characteristics of each of these sons, it pours over into their families and into their generations. That's why I mentioned last week in our Bible study that what you do as a dad affects your children, affects your generations to come. It sets in motion the direction. Remember, I read last week about, it was Father Day last week, I believe, and I read about those two men, the difference in the life of the generations that they had. One was a godly man. Remember, we read his, and all the generations, hundreds of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, all that was followed. Most of them were godly people. We then looked at another individual who, he was ungodly, lived an ungodly life. He was in prison, all these things. Looked at his children, grandchildren, and all these generations to follow. And most of his generations were problems. So we learn by, Dad, what you do affects your children, even your grandchildren. Well, we see Zebulun here in verse number 13. And Jacob now skips the order, the birth order. Okay, he started with Reuben, and he goes down to Judah. But he skips the birth order and moves to Zebulun and Issachar. And I believe the reason is because how they were standing around the bed. And also remember that Zebulun and Issachar were the other sons of Leah. So the first ones that he blessed was Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. And those were the sons of Leah. And then later, Zebulun and Issachar was born unto Leah, and they were the 10th and 9th that were born. So we see them as brothers kind of standing there together. And the tribe, and Jacob blessed the tribe of Zebulun. And the tribe of Zebulun was noted for its faithfulness to King David. And not a lot is said about these fellas that we're reading about. But if you do some research in the Bible, Zebulun was faithful, that tribe was faithful to King David, supplying the largest numbers of soldiers to David's army than of any single tribe. 50,000 who were experts in warfare, and we get that from 1 Chronicles 12:33. And Jacob tells Zebulun that he will be a haven for ships and shall dwell at the haven of the sea. Now we find, you get your Bible geography, and you see all the maps, you get a Bible map, and you see where the different tribes are. Dan's down here, and you got different areas, and Zebulun's here in Issachar, where they settled in Canaan. Well, the tribes of Zebulun settled the piece of land between the Mediterranean Sea and the Sea of Galilee. So if you get the picture, between the Mediterranean and the Sea of Galilee, which is literally a lake, but they call it Sea of Galilee, Lake, how do you say that? Gesundheit. Gennesaret. I could never say that. Okay? They settled right between. So literally, the tribe did look to the sea, literally, as was prophesied, both to the east and to the west. I find it very interesting that Jacob is telling his son Zebulun, that's what you're going to be in the future. Then he turns his attention to Issachar. And it's interesting that he calls him a strong donkey, a strong animal. No, it's a compliment. You would think, well, or is it? You're just a donkey, you know? And it's interesting that he, Issachar, his tribe, became the third largest tribe of the 12 tribes. In Numbers 26 tells you this. The number that was in that tribe, they were the third largest of the 12 tribes. And when Jacob said that you're lying down between two burdens, Issachar was strong, but history tells us they were lazy. That tribe was lazy. And in other words, they would enjoy the good land because he talked about, he saw that the rest was good, talking about Issachar, and the land was pleasant. It was a good land, that it was a fertile place, and because of it, they became lazy and docile, and they would become a band of slaves. When you see that you shall become a servant under tribute, what would happen? Because their land was so plentiful, and they just didn't want to protect it. They didn't strive for it. They didn't seem to protect it. The enemies would come in, and because it was so fertile, they would come in and take of the crops and all, and then also they would take some of them captivity. And so they became a band of slaves because of the foreign armies that would come into that land, which was a great desired land. And by the way, you also know that the enemies would come into a land when harvest time was ready. In other words, when it's about ready to pick the fruit or the wheat, the grain, whatever it may be, the enemy would let the people do all the farming, do all the plowing, do all the hard work, you know, all the fertilizing, all the water, all the hoeing, all the weeding, whatever they're doing. And then and when it's time for harvest, that's when the enemy would come and try to take the field. And that's what would happen here with Issachar. They're in a great land. But Jacob said that he bowed his shoulder to bear and became a servant unto tribute. People would come in and take what would belong to them. And then we find Dan. What an interesting guy this is. Verses 16 through 18. Remember, Jacob's on his deathbed and he's going through his sons and blessing them and telling them something about their future. Well, Dan is an interesting character. Verse number 16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. What an interesting three verses these are. I can just imagine Dan as he's hearing these other blessings upon Reuben, and some of them weren't blessings. They were real, you know, and it came to Dan's turn, and Dad turned to Dan, and the first words out of Dan's mouth, or out of Jacob's mouth, out of his dad's mouth, was, Dan shall judge his people. And I'm sure a smile came across his face. Finally, something good, you know. Dan shall judge his people. And I can kind of see, that's me, you know. But he didn't stop. Talking about Jacob didn't stop there. Because after he said, Dan shall judge his people, he said, Dan, you're a snake in the grass. Boy, I bet that deflated him real quick from judging his people to being a snake in the grass. Well, when Dad said Dan is a snake in the grass, Dan was a troublesome tribe. If you look through the history, we'll look at a couple verses here. Dan was a thorn in the side of all the nations of Israel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.